What is something that might conjure the memories of someone you've lost? Listening to music.
The song.
The piano.
Objects. My grandmother had quite a lot of objects.
Well, I immediately thought of my great-grandmother, and some things that might conjure those memories would be salt dough sculptures, ones that you cook in an oven, tea time, and those little vanilla wafer cookies. Crispy, with the cream in the middle. Yeah. Those are good.
I don't know. I feel like if you were to dig up old photos of them or read old emails or even like voicemails that they sent to you.
And the time of year.
Christmas, for instance, because we used to spend it at her place.
Spaces. Just being in certain spaces.
The roof we used to smoke on.
It's funny, my grandma that I love a lot, she would give me cigarettes. So I used to smoke cigarettes a long time ago, and she would, not the like popular brands, but she would buy like the bootleg versions. Like, so when I see a pack of cigarettes that is like not a well-known brand, it makes me think of her.
What is something that might conjure the memories of someone you've lost?
Their smell. There used to be a detergent that Ecos made that smelled exactly like my grandfather, who died in 2008. They don't make it anymore. It's called Magnolia Lily.
I have found this deodorant that smells exactly like my grandfather's aftershave, and I wear it now, and